Today, voters in Oregon are deciding whether to raise their income tax. Measure 28 would temporarily raise people's taxes by about 5%. Joining us now on the phone from his office in the state capital, Salem, is Colin Fogarty, political reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, Neil.
Oregon, like many states, pretty much known as an anti-tax state. So how did it get to this point of having a tax increase on the ballot?
Well, it's a really interesting political story, I think. I think that you're right. Oregonians are more used to voting to cut taxes rather than to actually raise taxes. And when the legislature referred this to the ballot last fall, I think there wasn't anyone who was realistically thinking that this would actually pass. Voters don't like raising taxes. No one likes raising taxes. And the way the ballot was actually framed was that the question that voters are asked at the ballot doesn't say anything about where the money will go, where the $313 million that will be raised this year and $411 million that will be raised in the next 2 years, where that money will actually go. The ballot title just says, do you want to raise your income tax for three years? So most people thought that this would actually fail, but what happened was that there was a fairly sophisticated grassroots campaign by social service agencies and schools and supporters of state services that really sent the word out that these cuts will be fairly drastic. And there were a series of news stories on our station and television stations and the newspaper about just how dramatic these cuts are going to be. And literally, there will be frail seniors turned out of nursing homes. And literally, there will be a quarter fewer state troopers on the road, and universities will be cut. And so there suddenly, the debate was about budget cuts to state services and not about about taxes anymore. And after, you know, several polls showed that the proposal was going to tank at the polls, several more recent polls showed that it's actually winning. We have a very high turnout in a vote-by-mail election today. And I don't think anyone's really making any serious predictions. It may pass or it may fail, but it's remarkably close, and I don't think anyone would have predicted that just 2 months ago.
Why is it that this important question of whether to raise taxes, now Oregon, like many states, is in a terrible budget crunch. It has very high unemployment, higher than I think, maybe Washington's is higher, I don't know, but it's right up there. Terrible economic problems. Why didn't the legislature and the governor bite this bullet directly? Why did they punt this to the voters?
Well, I think that Oregon, like most of the nation, is relatively divided. I think. I mean, you see repeatedly Republican legislatures and Democratic governors elected. The last governor's race last fall was within 2 or 3 percentage points, and so how that translates itself in the legislature. Last year, there was a series of five special sessions to balance the budget, which was about $1 billion out of whack. What you saw is these series of votes and these series of packages to raise taxes and to make cuts. And what they found is that there weren't enough votes to cut the budget dramatically, and there weren't enough votes to raise taxes. And what they came up with was this sort of combination of, well, let's ask voters to raise taxes, and we'll sort of attach some cuts to that tax increase. And it was a compromise that came after months of difficult and contentious negotiations. And it was basically the only thing that could pass out of the legislature.
We just have a minute left, Colin, but presumably the legislature, having avoided the difficult issue of asking for or mandating an increase in taxes, if they get it, they'll get into the act of cutting up the spoils.
Many people are expecting a free-for-all, but you know, I will say that the bill actually it has a list of cuts that will take effect if the measure fails, and a list of sort of corresponding add-backs, what the money will be spent on. But I imagine that the governor and the legislature will have a long discussion about where to spend this money, and we'll see a free-for-all, because suddenly, after months and even years of reduced budget, suddenly they'll have new money, and legislators like to talk about where to spend it.
They sure do. Colin Fogarty, thanks very much.
Sure, thank you.
Colin Fogarty is a political reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and he was with us on the phone from his office in Salem. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.